Sunshine 106.8, Dublin's easy place to relax on the weekend. I'm Robbie Fogarty, it's Saturday Live. Time for this.
Travel talk with Visit Spain. Discover the smile of the sun in the Canary Islands because you deserve Spain.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.
Ed got a chance to catch up with Dawn Hopper of Dutch's Tourism to chat about upstate New York on video call during the week.
Dawn, lovely to see you again.
And it's so good to be with you in Dublin.
Yes, indeed. Now, the last time I met you was in Dutchess County. And for the listeners, Dawn, where is Dutchess County?
Well, let's start with New York City. Certainly, everyone is familiar with the big city, the Big Apple. And we're only an hour and a half by train or by car, by bus. But we always like to say, be a real New Yorker and get out of town, because all of the New Yorkers come to the Hudson Valley for their getaways.
And of course, yeah, the Hudson Valley. So we're talking beyond the Big Apple, upstate New York, I guess, for people that would know that. And it's, again, I remember you were telling me the last time we were chatting, of course, famous places there like Rhinebeck and up into, you know, just before you continue up into the Catskills. But maybe give people a little idea of what you would recommend, you know, to do and see for people that haven't been before.
Well, I know how the Irish like to drive in countryside, and we have a lot of that. But I suggest you take the scenic train, either Metro North or Amtrak, out of New York City. It's a scenic railroad ride along the Hudson River, about an hour and a half, and get your car hire in Poughkeepsie. Try saying that a few times.
Poughkeepsie, yeah. Real excellent. Americana.
Excellent, Ed. Also, you can tool around Dutchess County, which is well known for family farms, a lot of agriculture, but we are the home of Franklin Delano Roosevelt and Eleanor Roosevelt. So the very first Presidential Library Museum is there, as well as his home with the National Park Service.
Now, you have something amazing there as well in terms of wonders of the world, the walkway over the Hudson. Tell us a little bit about that, because that is stunning.
The world's longest pedestrian bridge, 212, I should say, 65 meters above the Hudson River, and about 2 kilometers across, but it connects to 32 miles of uninterrupted rail trail, which is the old railroads now made into pedestrian trails. And it's part of the Empire State Trail that runs from New York City all the way to Canada.
Wonderful. And you also have, for people that are into aircraft and airplanes, you also have something very special, don't you?
The only place in the world where you can see the oldest flying plane in America is the 1909 Bolero. And they have air shows on the weekends. So it's the pioneer era of aviation, a museum of many aircraft. But I think the most fabulous part about it is going up in a biplane ride, which is something we didn't get to do because of the weather at the time, but I encourage everyone to have that opportunity.
And you, I remember seeing the exact replica of
the Spirit of St. Louis.
Yes.
That is the only authentic flying replica of the Spirit of St. Louis, 12 years handmade plane. And that flies in the air shows on Sundays, because that's the era of World War One that they fly the air shows for. It's probably mid-May through mid-October that they fly planes.
Yeah, and that is a museum. You get lost in cars, old motorbikes. I mean, you had some amazing stuff there. I could have stayed there for a few days.
You really go back in time, right?
Yeah,
really,
totally.
It truly is. And when you go to the air shows, everybody that works there and the volunteers are all wearing 1920s garb with the cap, and I actually see some caps around Dublin just like it.
Yeah. Now, we must always talk about food and drink as well, Dawn, because people
just
love those
little.
When they call us Irish people, like the odd drink. And Rhinebeck, I have to say, right, I had some meals there in some of the restaurants. I remember the beautiful pork the night I arrived, but amazing cuisine there, and a really, really high quality and good value, I thought, as well.
You know what? Rhinebeck is one of those rare little gems, one little traffic light, free parking, over 30 restaurants, boutique shops, a couple of pubs within a 3-block radius. It's very unique and kind of picture perfect, don't you think?
And yeah, amazing. And of course, Samuel's Sweet Shop, we know, we talked briefly about that.
Because stalking Paul Rudd.
Paul Rudd loves Ireland. He's always over here, right? He likes the odd drink as well, I think. And he owns that sweet shop there. And the weather was a little bit wet that day. It was Easter, so I think Paul was busy with his Easter eggs. But
did he not show up for
He was supposed to pop in.
Hello.
But Paul Rudd, of course, Ant-Man, and known for many things, but that sweet shop is the iconic, absolute, like,
it's,
you know,
adorable.
Yeah, so
and
that's a great place.
It has a lot of sweets that you don't, that they don't make anymore.
So yeah.
Stuff from history and things that are very unique to Americans.
Yeah, totally.
And then, of course, at Halloween, which is a very popular time, they have the cookies and the Rice Krispie treats with their portraits on it. So Jeffrey Dean Morgan, who's the other actor from The Walking Dead.
I think yes.
And Paul Rudd and Hilary Burton. And they all own that together.
Wonderful.
And you met John, who's the manager there, who's wonderful.
Yeah. And the other thing that I loved as well, I think the Beekman Arms, where we really, really gorgeous place. It's the oldest still working inn. Is it in America or something?
The official title is the oldest continually operating inn in America from the 1700s.
Yeah.
So George Washington was there pre-Revolutionary War era. So there he had a battalion headquartered there right on the grounds, and it has, the tavern is 1766, I believe.
Yeah, amazing. That was a great, but I mean, again, quintessential American.
It was truly
gorgeous.
Yes.
Now, one thing that I also really enjoyed was Dutchie Schultz and the Prohibition. Now, this was really interesting for me because I think we're fascinated here in Ireland because we made whiskey here and there was a thriving whiskey trade until Prohibition hit. And then it all fell apart, I think, in the 1919 or whatever it was. Well, and we went to see Dutchie Schultz's, where they made, now officially a turkey farm, but that's where they ran all the moonshine out of. And it was just fascinating, that tour.
So Dutch Schultz was actually partnered and owned the land owned by a New York City detective named Pat Ryan, who actually shot somebody in cold blood and got away with it. But also his claim to fame was also creating fingerprinting techniques, and he traveled the world showing off his inventions. But his partner, Dutch Schultz, this operation that you got to visit, the underground bunkers where you can go down underground and see all of the tunnels where they would escape when the feds raided it, that is very unique. This is one of the largest operations. And right in FDR's backyard during Prohibition.
Ooh, that sounds tasty, Dawn.
It's a little bit good.
Wonderful. Well, listen, Dawn Hopper, it's been an absolute pleasure. Senior Director of Tour and Travel for Dutchess Tourism. Dawn, where do people go to find information and stuff about booking there and staying and what to do and see?
Well, there's a couple of sites you can visit. DutchessTourism.com is spelled with a T, DutchessTourism.com. Or you can go to NewYorksBackyardUSA.com.
Pleasure to see you and enjoy your time in Ireland and hope to see you over in Dutchess County again very soon.
You know you will.
Travel Talk with Visit Spain. Discover the smile of the sun in the Canary Islands because you deserve Spain.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.